This is Joanna Schrader reporting for eggwire.com, and today I am with Laura Sheely with BI. Laura, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, welcome to Des Moines. How are you finding it? It's a little warmer than I was hoping, but otherwise, very nice, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming to Des Moines. You had this great event, part of SwineLink, and let's start off a little bit and talk about, what is SwineLink and how did it get going and who can be involved?
Yeah, so SwineLink is a network for women by women that was previously another group of women in the swine industry called Sweet on Swine. And so over the years, Boehringer Ingelheim has sponsored this event to really try and get women in the swine industry to be able to network and meet each other and learn from each other. And so what we did for this particular meeting is a little bit different to previous meetings, and hence the change in name, and the focus was around women in leadership in agriculture. And we know today that there's still a lot less women in leadership positions, not just in agriculture, but particularly in agriculture. And so there's not a lot of opportunities for women to network. There's not a lot of opportunities for women to have female mentors in the industry. And so we wanted to create a group that would allow us to deliver that to the agriculture industry, and in particular the swine industry.
Well, you in particular are a perfect example of being one of the few women leaders in agriculture. So when you took this role, how did it strike you? Did you think you were really taking on something bigger because you were one of the few females? Or, how do people look at you in that role? Or how do they look at you?
I think for me, I don't think I realized, I actually came from the companion animal side of the business at Boehringer, and it's a much more predominantly female side of the business than the production animal side. And so when I took the role, I knew I was taking on a challenging role, but I thought it was a challenging role because I didn't know anything about the industry. I didn't realize it was also challenging because I'd be one of the few women. Even within our own organization at Boehringer, I am the only female who sits on the senior leadership team for the swine group. And so that has been a challenge. I think yesterday we heard from Jane Fallon, who is from Cargill Pork, and I could really relate to a lot of the things she was saying about being, not from the agricultural side or not from the production side of the business, but also being female.
So you brought all these women in here today. Many of them are starting off. Many of them have been in the industry for a while. So, and you personally, I think you got a lot out of this weekend. So what was the big takeaway for you that you learned that will help you going forward?
I think the takeaway for me was to really make sure I do the interaction and I have that exposure to other women, because learning from them in the things we talked about as a group are just things that will really help me, especially when I go back to work on Monday. The way the women, I feel like women think, and the way our behavior is perceived just is different to the way men behave or the way their male behavior is perceived. And so to be able to talk with other women about those challenges and how they've overcome those challenges over the last sort of day and a half has been really valuable. And there's some things, certainly some nuggets, I can just take back and think about and be able to use in my day-to-day life.
Now, you've actually been in the swine industry in two countries, Australia, your home country, and here in the States. So for the people who are thinking about it, but maybe haven't committed or maybe struggling a little bit, what advice do you have for those women?
I think that, okay, yes, it's not a very female-dominated place right now, and you may very well be in the minority. There's some excitement to that. There's certainly, for me, yes, it's a challenge, but it's also a very rewarding challenge. And I think things are changing, If you had looked back 20 or 30 years ago, in the animal health industry, it was predominantly male. Now, if you look at the animal health industry today, more than 50% of the veterinarians coming out of vet school are female. It's been slower on the production side and particularly the swine side, but it's changing. So it's actually a really cool place to be and to be a part of that change, and to be a part of the people making the change. And that's what's exciting, I think, for young people coming out and going into those areas today.
So you mentioned being part of the change. So how can people get involved in this network so that when you do have another event, we can get more women in the swine industry involved?
You know, where this was the first meeting of this style this weekend, we will be having some meet and greet and some networking opportunities at some of the big swine meetings over the coming 12 months. So, you know, look out for information about SwineLink and one of those networking opportunities at Lehman Conference coming up in September this year. We will obviously do the same at ASB, which will be in Dallas next year, and potentially even try and hit World Pork Expo next year. And just have, you know, we'll either make it a breakfast session or just an evening cocktail hour, drop in, drop out, come meet some other women in the industry, come join us, and, you know, just have an opportunity to meet other people in the same positions as us.